Welcome to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, everyone. I'm Alex, here with the always curious Jamie. How's it going, Jamie?
Oh, you know, just trying to keep up with you and all this tech wizardry. What's on the docket today?
Today, we're diving deep into the world of site reliability engineering, or SRE for short. It's a field that blends the art of software engineering with the discipline of operations to ensure digital systems are reliable, scalable, and just downright efficient.
Sounds like a superhero team-up, software engineering meets operations. But for the uninitiated, can you break down why SRE is such a big deal?
Absolutely. Imagine you're running a massive online service. Every minute of downtime could mean thousands of dollars down the drain. SRE is like your insurance policy against that. It's born out of the need to keep such services running smoothly, scaling gracefully without sacrificing speed for reliability.
Got it. So it's basically the tech world's answer to, we need to go faster, but please don't break anything. How does one even start with SRE?
Great question. It all starts with understanding the core of SRE, which revolves around a few key practices. First up, we have SLIs, SLOs, and SLAs.
That's a lot of acronyms that sound like they should be in a sci-fi movie.
Right? SLIs, or service level indicators, are basically the metrics you use to measure how reliable your service is. Think of things like how many requests are successful, or how quickly your service responds.
Ah, so if my pizza delivery app shows me it's going to deliver pizza in 30 minutes or less, that's an SLI?
Exactly, Jamie. And then we have SLOs, or service level objectives, which are the targets you set for those SLIs. Like saying, 99% of the time, we want our pizzas delivered in 30 minutes or less.
And let me guess, SLAs are when you promise me a free pizza if you mess up.
Spot on. SLAs, or service level agreements, are those promises or contracts with the customers, including what happens if you don't hit your SLOs.
Seems fair. So what's next after you've got your SLIs, SLOs, and SLAs down?
After that, it's all about managing your error budgets and automating toil. An error budget is essentially the amount of downtime you can afford before you start impacting customer satisfaction or revenue.
Wait, so you're telling me SRE involves planning for mistakes? That's refreshingly honest.
Absolutely. It's about balancing innovation with reliability. If you're too cautious, you never release anything new. Too reckless, and well, you're down more than you're up.
And automation? That's like getting robots to do the boring stuff?
You got it. Automating toil means taking those repetitive, manual tasks and letting scripts or tools handle them. It frees up engineers to focus on more important stuff, like improving the system or developing new features.
Love the sound of that. Less time on the grunt work, more on the fun stuff. But this all sounds pretty complex. Are there common pitfalls?
Oh, definitely. A big one is collecting too many metrics and then drowning in data without actionable insights. Or ignoring your error budgets and pushing for releases even when you should be focusing on stability.
Sounds like a balancing act.
Exactly. And the key to mastering that balance is building a culture around SRE principles. Things like blameless postmortems, where you focus on learning from incidents without pointing fingers.
Blameless postmortem sounds like a band name, but I love the concept. Learn from mistakes without the witch hunt.
I'd listen to that band. But yeah, it's all about continuous improvement and learning. And the most important part, starting small and iterating. You don't have to boil the ocean on day one.
Wise words indeed. Well, I feel like I've just taken a crash course in SRE. Any final thoughts before we wrap up, Alex?
Just that. Like any good practice, SRE is about the journey, not the destination. Start with one SLO, automate one task, and grow from there. And remember, it's not just about tools and processes. It's about people and culture.
Couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks for tuning in, folks. We hope you found our dive into SRE practices enlightening and maybe even a little entertaining.
Don't forget to hit subscribe for more episodes on all things tech. Until next time, keep those systems reliable and your error budgets in check. Theme music fades in, then out.